It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 665.
What's happening, guys? What is going on for this Monday?
I'm feeling very happy. I don't want to project too much of the energy because I know it can be annoying.
But happy's a good energy to project. It's the negativity we don't want around here. Okay.
Well, I wanted to shout out the healthcare workers who are doing actual important shit and risking their lives whilst we're just being gronks behind the microphone. Thank you, everyone, for what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is that a perspective shifter for you? Are you needing the perspective? Are you feeling like you can almost feel bad for feeling good, right? It's like I'm feeling good, but then I don't have much to do today other than just talk to the gronks.
Well, I'm just wary that there's like, even though things are good, I'm very lucky to be in the position that I am. And also the fact that we have amazing people who are, you know, going in on the front line, you know, helping the sick people and then potentially getting sick themselves.
Oh, mate, it's an absolute effort and absolute amazing thing they're doing. In terms of being, you know, it's like sometimes you can, and I think we've had it in the office, where it's like some days you're not on and a day where I'm on or vice versa. And you can be kind of like when you're not overly positive, but you're riding high and then you can be sort of cut down at the knees from someone who's just feeling that negativity, which is no good. So I want to lift it up. Lift it up, mate. Let's, Mason, let him get on your shoulders, please.
Mason needs to get on mine, yeah? Because before you weren't talking on the microphone. I think Sebs is a bit down.
Mate, I'm Sebs, I'm happy. Check in.
Are you really
What's
happy?
Your percentage at
I'm
today?
Happy.
What's your percentage? What's your percentage? I'm at 100.
You're at 100. I'm at 80. Are you? 85, I reckon.
85. What are you at, TJ?
I'm at... This coffee's just got me back up to 95.
Oh, that's great. It's geez, we're strong. Well, Bodie, strong Bodie, team. The only Bodie's thing not strong daycare. Is Sebs at the moment at an 85. What have you got going on that's wrong? What isn't? Where's that 15? Where does 15. That land?
I don't know. Well, I had a good morning because I started using this app called Endel, and it's meant to be like an app that helps you focus, and it plays a bunch of like noises. I heard it from Kevin Rose on Twitter. He pushed out a link to it. So I've been pumped because I had a great morning just smashing a bunch of stuff out.
But why is it? Why aren't you at 100? What do you need to get 100?
I don't know. I feel like 100% is pretty full on. Like you're over the moon at 100.
Yeah.
Mate, stop taking down Josh's 100. Drop to 95.
That's what I mean. I can't do my 100 because I get criticized.
I'm just trying to...
It's true though.
I'll tell you how... Oh, he says, I'll tell you how you could maybe get it above, what were you, 80?
85.
85, yeah.
It's like when the military, they sort of beat you down and build you back up. Okay. I got emotionally, absolutely beated down last night. Have you watched Lion on Netflix?
Do you mean Lion King?
No. Lion, L-I-O-N, Lion.
No.
Do you know about it? Do you know this film? It's won a heap of awards.
Oh, is this the Aussie one? And
the Aussie one's got...
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's got the lady that's in everything. It? Yeah, what's her... The famous Australian actress. What's her name?
Nicole Kidman.
Yes, she's in it.
And
she was great.
And the guy who was in Slumdog Millionaire. But it's just about... It's so... Oh, We've talked about this before. It's like I spend the first like 10 minutes sort of being fidgety and going to my phone because I don't want to enter the emotional roller coaster that it's about to take me on. And so you're about to drop and it's just, oh, man. And so anyway, I was just an absolute mess last night. I've never cried so much in a film before. And it's because the boy who's in it who gets lost and loses his brother and then gets adopted to Australia, like... Oh, man, it's close to Bodie's age. Like, it's only a couple years, and that is Bodie's age. And it's
that was massive.
And just thinking about him.
It was a massive film. That like it was huge. This was probably, what, like a year ago? It was...
Yeah.
And so what did you take away from
just,
it?
It just got released on Netflix week or two ago. What I took from it is, if you just want to... I was just saying for Sebs, maybe watch that tonight... cry and become a worthless nothing and then build yourself back up overnight with, you know, rejuvenation while you're sleeping, and you'll come out feeling 95%, I reckon. You got nothing to worry about, Sebs.
Yeah.
You're all good, son. You're all good.
Great.
Hey, you know we're going to go to Dubai.
Like, it's obviously, that old chestnut.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, absolutely.
We're going
not.
There for World Expo. Got any ideas on what we could do instead?
Well, you can't go. We can't travel. I mean, one thing online at the moment is everyone posting a photo from where they'll go once this is all over. And so, you know, a few people put up Bali, America. I mean, there is that thought of what do we do once you can start traveling? Mm-hmm. And when it is, because it could be really cheap when it is. I mean, I don't know. I cannot see the timeline of this going back to normality within, you know, like I can't see in 12 months. I don't know what that looks like. Because you'd just be a bit scared. Maybe travel insurance is going to be through the roof. Mm. You know, if you, oh, I don't know. But on a lighter note, yeah, I mean, it was something we wanted to do. So where could we go or what could we do instead of it is your question.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. A themed show once a month. This is hard, but we could work out how we could without being culturally insensitive, somehow sort of do some theme, dress up.
Could it be on the Friday night drinks? You're just making drinks depending on the location, or you're wearing a sombrero.
Yeah,
like,
you can't
less dangerous. Less dangerous.
Well, you can drink in bars or whatever, like, but it's very limited. I think it's going to be very hard. It would have to be mocktails, I reckon.
I mean, you could rum for you know, Havana rum for Havana. Mexican cocktail.
So we could do the whole, I guess, because there was the Dubai part, but then there was the World Expo bit, which was going to all the countries in there.
Yeah. So you're trying to incorporate sort of that world feel to the
one
show.
One thought I had around the Dubai bit, Sevs, I mentioned last night.
You want to buy a tiger for the show? Is that what you're saying? You want to buy a tiger?
Okay. Well, it's 'cause there are a lot of tigers in Dubai.
Yeah,
there's a lot of tiger of, like, owners, sheiks. Definitely, surely.
Yeah. Just look on, I follow this guy, Black Jaguar or something. He's, I think he lives over there, but I've seen heaps of, you know, the dudes dressed, the sheiks holding like lions and shit. There's heaps of Instagram accounts that are posting that crap.
But what do you think about the idea of, I was thinking of getting into Flight Simulator. I can get it on the PC. What do we think about me flying an A380 to Dubai?
Can you do that?
At the very least, I can take off in Melbourne. And then I thought episode 1000, we could start the show with me landing us all in the A380 in Dubai.
Can the computer run our streaming while playing a game?
Yeah, I reckon it definitely could.
I mean, you could do it for... because you could put it on cruise control for the show, and then the kick-ons is you landing it a bit pissed.
Oh, that would be fun.
that'd be quite funny. Just a bit drunk on the land, and somehow work out how you can feed that feed into Zoom or whatever we're streaming it on.
So are you going to control it? Are you going to control it with a keyboard, or are you going to?
Look, if there's depending on how we are financially, it'd be great if I could have a
buy a cockpit.
Okay.
If you save that JobKeeper money, you might be able to buy one, Josh.
Could we get one on Gumtree?
Could we get one on Gumtree?
I would love a throttle. That would be great.
I met a guy at Bondi Icebergs, which is that great establishment that once was, where you could drink and look over Bondi Beach, and got really drunk and met this dude who was just there by himself in the corner. And he kept on sort of looking and smiling, and I was like, And we like started chatting to him. Turns out he was a cargo pilot. So he flies planes around the world, big ones that just carry cargo. And Don, his name is, and we became mates on Facebook and Instagram. And he's still flying. And he was in maybe Dubai or somewhere in the Arab Emirates. And he just took a photo. He was taking a video out the window. I think he may have been... either a passenger or he's just in the cockpit with his phone out like a loose unit, but the amount of planes parked on the ground at the moment over in the Arab Emirates is ridiculous, like hundreds. I've got to find this for you because I think
Marty, who fixed my drone when I crashed that, he was a pilot. Like he did that exact same thing. He went into military zones and would take cargo and things like that. But yeah, I feel like we should get a pilot on the show to talk through sort of what I need to know specifically with Dubai, what I need to consider.
There could be a few out of work pilots at the moment with like
Maybe we could get I could have a whole cockpit of actual pilots who are co-piloting.
Yeah, could you on your landing have your little test like they're running you through what to do on the landing?
Yeah, I would love that. I would love to just but also the intro, you know, doing all the sort of stuff over the mic, I could get around as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've found some of the
after the show.
I found some of the throttles and flight sticks. $200 on Gumtree.
That you can buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's cheaper than a PlayStation. Maybe I get that.
Yeah, and I think it plugs into your PC just via USB or whatever.
Or maybe I could cash in my points with Velocity for a plane. They're not using them.
You'd be able to get some flight simulator. I mean, we had Keegs on the show the other week who's got his pilot license, doesn't he? Light plane, light aircraft. Yeah. I mean, when can you see the reality of flying when it's back to normal? What date would you put to it?
I have no idea, but probably like, I've got no idea. However, I do like to speculate, and I'll guess January.
January 2021.
No, 2025.
It's about the time that it's about the time that school kids who are in year 12 this year are going back to school to finish off their studies. Have you heard about this?
Is this what's happening?
Poor kids that landed year 12 this year are potentially needing to study next year to get their entry into university. That's full on. Oh, imagine.
I would have just assumed that all surely this stuff is all going to be disrupted as well. Like arts degrees, that's going to change.
I mean, hex debt surely has to be frozen. Mm. All these things. It's ridiculous. Sevs, are you still paying off your hex debt or did you pay it off?
No, we paid up front because I only did one semester or whatever and I had the scholarship. So we ended up just paying up front.
What was the scholarship for?
Yeah.
High score to get into the course. The course didn't need that high of an ATAR to get in. So you just got a little discount.
That's nice. Little life hack.
Life hack.
Yeah. How's that course going for you?
Yeah, great.
Good. Went well. Good discount.
Good discount.
Fuck, there's nothing like getting a discount for something you don't even finish. you still lost 100% of the money.
TJ, you know how you're talking the Wayback Machine stuff?
Yes, which is where you can look at any website online, even if it's not there anymore.
Mm. I was finding it hard to find stuff on you, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? It's actually probably nothing to do with me being tricksy and hiding stuff. It was just on some link that was dumb and someone probably paid. The amount of money I've paid for websites over the years, I reckon it would be close to 20 grand. Like since being
You got a whole Flash website, 18. Didn't you?
I got a whole Flash website. That was 10 in itself. Which you can't even see. You can only see the homepage on that. And then Tommy Jacket website, just, you know, it was trying to, had nothing to put on there. What the fuck was I thinking? It was before the days of Squarespace and any of that stuff. So it was hard and you had to pay. And it was, annoying.
So anyway, but I did decide to see what I could find on Sevs.
You found some stuff on Sevs?
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Eight years ago.
Hang on. How old are you now? How old were you then?
I would have been 12. That's eight years ago. This is Minecraft days.
Okay.
Is it Minecraftforums.net?
Now, what is Enderland server?
Oh, great. This was a Minecraft server.
Okay.
This is what we were talking about yesterday, where you made nearly 15 grand over your...
Yeah.
Your license. I'm sorry we got so bogged down on that, net versus gross, and just getting... Because you told me off for interrupting, which was fair, and then I just decided to argue semantics.
No, I just wanted to know, yeah, what kind of cash he's been able to pull in.
This would have been one of the servers that I was playing on, I reckon. Me and Dre and the rest of the coconut
I think
crew.
You must have worked... as part, you were one of the staff because you you were an apprentice architect level 5 and you said, hey guys, welcome to Enderland. This is an amazing server with lots of friendly staff. We have many great plugins and enjoyable times. This server is a great community and people comment on how well run it is. You sound like Donald Trump. It's so great. People keep telling me how great it is. We would like some more people and also some donations to boost the server RAM. Check out our temporary website. So there was that. I mean, did you Google Mayo 23?
Yeah, perfect. I was just wondering what you searched to get that.
Yeah, Mayo 23.
Yeah, great.
What's HP?
Mayo Pixel? Was your name. That was your gaming name.
Yeah. Mayo 23. I don't know why 23, but yeah.
What's a HY Pixel?
Hypixel. That's like the biggest Minecraft server. They have something like 20,000 people playing simultaneously at once. It's crazy.
Can you explain this to me? Because you wrote this forum post and I don't actually understand it. So okay, I might mispronounce things or whatever. Hello. This is from Mayo 23. Hello.
12-year-old. A 12-year-old.
No, so this was in 2014. So this isn't actually that. This was... Okay. How old would you 14 have been?
Year 14-year-old. 2016? 2016. So you said
2014. Oh, sorry, 2014.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great. 14.
Hello. I've got 15K at the point in time and I'm wondering if I should buy Max Herobrine or purchase the Hero Blaze kit as later on you get a bow and diamond sword. I do like the Wrath and I am more the PvP, not bow type, but a bow would come in handy, so I'm finding it a tough pick. Thanks. What the fuck does that mean?
I didn't even remember writing this. It would have been one of the mini games that they have on their server. So they've got like a player versus player PvP fighting. Mm-hmm. And so you can choose if you want to be like an archer kit or you can choose if you want to be like a swordsman. And so you can either fight with a sword or a bow. And so that's why I'm just like, oh, I'm not very good at shooting the bow, but I can click really fast. So I guess I can play with the sword.
The man who Sevs has become is much more appealing than the guy that was the 14-year-old boy, like the young boy. Like even hearing you regurgitate that information then, turn me off you, mate. And I'm not even into you. I somehow felt really just upset.
Well,
you're much better suited as like a jock or, you know, like a fitness guy.
Well, do you think he's a jock now? He's not a jock.
No, he's not a jock, but he's
I think
better
he's more
off.
Of a theatre
we
kid.
Called him the thespian.
He's a thespian.
No, he's not a thespian. He's absolutely not a thespian. Absolutely not. He's the reserved one on the lacrosse team, but still gets amongst it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you wanted me to take a photo in the shower yesterday, Josh, with me and my son.
What?
Well, yes. What I said was I thought it was great content.
Do you want me to read the text out?
This is a directive from the boss to... A young staff.
No, well, he said, should I take a photo of the soap? And I said, nah.
No, because...
What?
Because I saw you upload that soap thing. And so I jokingly sent a message to you saying, it's probably too full on to take a photo of the shared soap, right? And he was like, haha, I reckon you should 100% do an Insta video from the shower. Top off talking about the soap. It'll get such a good response. Hey guys, Sev's here. Do it. It'll give us enough content for all of tomorrow. And you get to show off your best asset, your chest. Do it. Get it on now. I'm pumped.
These are all different messages. It's not just one big block. It's sort of the conversation.
And I said, show me your goat's milk first.
Oh, what does that mean?
No, I know. It sounds
really horrible.
Yeah, I know, but Josh has got goat's milk, body wash in the shed.
I don't think it's got the... But this is where... This is... This is where I'm not interested, because I don't think it's not that I'm not up for it. It's just I don't think that it's appealing. I think that Sevs has the appeal factor at the moment. I do it, it's smutty. Yeah. Sevs does it, and it's like it's getting a rewatch. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I reckon. But if you and I both did it, Josh, we'd be people would be like, "Yuck, what's going on? Look at you two burnt out old blokes in the shower."
And then what did I say? This.
Okay, I don't want to even go into it. It went into that you calling me daddy thing, and just we're putting that to an end.
I didn't even call you. You were the one who mentioned people think I'm smutty, daddy, not good, but it's good for my brand apparently.
Is good for your brand. If you had your shirt off in the shower, that is not smutty. Me doing it, smutty.
You were the one who brought up daddy though,
because that was in response of being like, hang, I don't need, like, you're already being bad for my brand.
Who's it for? What's it for? I mean, if we do it, who's it for?
Exactly.
But I mean, I didn't think about
who am I doing it for?
Just for the Gronks. I think that there's...
Can we get on YouTube live, anyone, can we just get, just write something, say yes if you're keen on seeing this kind of content coming from Mr.
But I don't think it would have had to be that pervy, or it's just like a very subtle
whoops, there's my chest in the mirror
all over again. Yeah.
it would have been very subtle. And so you said you were going to do it, didn't you? And you haven't done it, so you just thought you'd bring it up on the show instead.
No, I mean I wasn't going to do it anyway, but I just I never said I'd actually do it. You were the one pushing for it. I just went along.
So, Sev, on our Instagram account, we did the poll, mm-hmm. and the people have spoken. No one wants you using a cake stove. 68% of people, 78 votes versus 37% votes, and that's for a communal bar of soap for the family. Yeah, so absolutely not. Is that your... soap, or is this stock
image?
That's a stock. I thought it was Seb's hand, but it's not. Anyway, absolutely not.
What did you do over the weekend, TJ?
What was it? Yesterday, Sunday. Oh,
it's an annoying question, isn't it?
Mate, what is there to do? I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that everyone's doing the same thing. I think I actually broke the law, though. I don't think you're meant to drive around aimlessly. So Bodie and I were driving around. Like, you know how I told you about how one of the mums from Bodie's daycare mentioned that the hospital have built this sort of makeshift hospital in the car park next to the hospital? Mm-hmm. I went and checked that out with Bodie. Not bad. Like, it almost doesn't even look like it's a hospital. It looks like it's a storage area. So it wasn't as full on as what it was portrayed to be. But then we were just driving around, went through the city, drove back home. But then I thought, these people in Brisbane got charged thousands of dollars each because they were just going on a car cruise.
Really? I feel like Queensland and WA are more full on. Have we blocked our borders in Victoria?
No, we haven't. So it would just be, I think, WA. I wonder if it's Adelaide too. I know WA because, and the Goldie, there's that, you know, there's the bit that you need to have, you're either a driver or, you know, have to have papers to get through to the other side. Mm-hmm. It's the content that you watch on the Today Show, Josh, if you want to get across that. You know, they're doing live crosses from the border.
Oh, that's good
fun. I mean, when you cross the border in... I mean, Harry crosses the border. I mean, if Harry's locked out, happy Harry. If we can't, if we close Victoria's borders, he can't get in.
Emma says they were hooning the people in Brizzy.
Oh, they were hooning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic.
But I'm not. I'm actually pretty sure that you can't just drive around. I think Daniel Andrews said that. Just, you know, don't be driving around. So my point is, when you're either at home or you're in the car, or you're out exercising.
Well, do you think that my walking would count, my photo walks? Do you think that could be problematic?
All right. That's all right. No, I think it's exercise and creativity. I was thinking, because I've got my drone at home now, which I thought I could sort of start getting some footage for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I could maybe in the morning, you know, alternate between your view and maybe a city view from out the back here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was thinking about just going down to parks and stuff, trying to fly drones would probably be a no-go. Yeah. But your photography, because you're walking and snapping, I think that would be fine. Great photos, by the way.
Oh, thank
you. I'd love to be able to...
Yeah, they look good, don't they?
Go to Josh's page, at Josh Jansen, double S. Oh, do you know I've still got you in my phone as Josh Jansen with one S?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I've got two N's on your name. Jesus.
Sebs, do you think Chairman Rick's going to be okay with the fact we're not going to be able to get tickets to Melbourne Cup this year?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to be on, for one.
Yeah. I mean, it could be on,
but without
the rah-rah.
Spectators. Without the rah-rah, it will just be the trots, the horses, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a little bit, I mean, he'll get over it, I guess.
Yeah, okay, good. We played Sims yesterday.
Oh, mate, did you not like my joke that I wrote through on Instagram? You didn't get back to it.
I know, that was funny. No, I want to get better at my DMs. It is an area. But the thing is, do I just,
What does better impose, at your DMs look like?
No, just like, I don't want to, I don't, like when someone writes back, are they up for a chat?
You just got to punch a response back. It's Instagram.
Just quick.
It's as good as walking past someone and going, hey, you look great. Thanks, mate. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, love the shoes. Yep, thanks.
And so your joke it was very funny. It looked like Brie was designing the Goo Goo Doll. Sorry, not Goo Goo Doll. What's their name?
The Pussycat Doll that you like.
Yeah, Pussycat, yeah.
Which is a throwback to an episode. Yeah.
Which was really, it was annoying though, because Brie spent probably 40 minutes designing her perfect sim, and then we realised that we were in a tutorial mode. And so we couldn't save it.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't clear that it was a tutorial mode.
Hang on, just recapping. You wanted to start playing games on the computer that we bought and you got Sims. Is that the game you've gone for?
Well, I wanted to go Grand Theft Auto, but I wanted it to be a thing that Brie and I did together. And so I'm trying
You could be killing people with Brie.
Exactly.
But Some would say that's true love.
But I think that's one of the things in isolation is that I'm discovering how much Brie and I are both very strong-headed with what we want to do, what we want to eat, when we're going to do it, what's that. And so we're trying to like dial it in where it's like, okay, like who, Josh, do you really care about GTA? Do you have to play GTA? Could you play Sims so we both can play Sims? That type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Lara wants to know which Sims, Josh.
Sims 4, yeah. Lara.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much was it?
$14. Very cheap.
Oh, wow.
On Steam.
That's so cheap.
Was it on Steam?
It was on EA.
Okay.
I saw a great meme yesterday and it was, I'm playing this game with my partner. It's called Why Do You Do It Like That? And There's No Winners. Which is funny because it's like you're more around your partner watching them do things. You're like, why do you do it like that?
Yeah.
Why do you cut the onion like that?
Brie and I were debating on what temperature you should have the pan when you're cooking bacon and eggs. What do you think?
Just hot as shit.
Hang on, how do you know the temperature? How are you getting that? A thermometer on the metal?
Are you a fucking idiot?
Is that what you're doing?
How do you think you get it? How do you know what's hotter and what's...
Hang on. More flame, less flame. Is that all you're saying? Like low, medium, or high, whatever that little dial is. Like I would go... Heat the pan, get a little bit of oil.
What are we missing?
Or not even.
You've got the high, you've got the big flame, and you've got the
electric,
little flame.
Electric or flame?
The problem is you said temperature.
Is it not
which
fair to say if
it's
a big flame?
Which infers the fact that you've got a thermometer there checking if it's like 67 degrees. Like,
if it's a big flame,
mate,
it's hotter than
it's Joe Rogan.
Small flame. Yeah. What's a Joe Rogan
with a little? Joe Rogan's always cooking meat and got some sort of thermostat inside of the meat.
Okay, this is interesting I always love having it really hot. I think have it as hot as possible. Hayden Dibb, who is a professional, says medium to low heat. So Brie is actually correct.
Well, medium to low heat. The thing is with that, you got to be patient because you got to let the pan heat up. And if you got it to that medium or low heat, at you know after a few minutes on there, whereas I could imagine, Josh, that you're like me, whack it on high heat, get it going. You get there quicker. You can slap the piece of bacon down. It's done. Like, you like it done quick or what?
Well, yeah, you just like what's the benefit? I mean, I guess that's how I feel about microwaves too. What's the why are we so concerned about putting it in for too long?
Because it will just completely. It depends on what you're having. Beans. If you're putting oats in, if you're putting beans in, it will probably blow them up. Like they'll start, they'll actually pop. If you're doing oats, it'll overflow. If you're cooking chicken, it depends. Are they in sauce or not? Because if they're in a liquidy sauce that is tomato based, has a bit of sugar.
Yeah, 2.5
sugar minutes. In it. It'll cook. Yeah, 2 minutes to 2.5 minutes would make them really hot, really hot, because of the sugar.
Hayden says for scrambled eggs, go high heat and real quick.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know what to believe now. He said medium or to low heat.
It depends what type of egg. Like, are you doing scrambled? Like what are you doing?
Ryan says cast iron pans for the win. Hayden says, yes, love cast iron. This was something that I was thinking of getting with my points because...
Yes, do it.
I want to have... A pan that I can then put into the oven for my baked egg, so I'm not transferring them into a ramekin.
That's
thing.
A great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I did meal prep yesterday. Got about seven. I did a slow cooked chili con carne that will be for one night. I might have nachos, and then the rest of pre-made. I've done like chili con carne with broccoli and frozen them. But yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I've been using the Delishu bacon seasoning.
Oh, yum.
The cheese one. It's like having cheese.
But it's not cheese. It's cheese-free cheese.
It's vegan.
And vegan. Vegan. Yeah.
Shannon says, agree, cast iron. Heavy, though. Double as a weight during self-ISO.
I love that. I love that. I actually was concerned. I was like, my milk's gone. My almond milk that you're only allowed to buy two of at a time. Couldn't find it. And I was sure that we had it. And Amy's sister who lives with us, I found this really heavy bag. I was like, what the fuck is in this? And I'd seen her using it to do exercise, squats and calf raises and different exercises around the house and out the back. I opened it up, canned vegetables, rice, my milk. she'd been using, and she's like, oh shit, I forgot. Sorry about that. So I was like, ah, sweet. That's a win. Got another almond milk.
Have you been having coffee in the morning?
Yeah, this is... Bodhi's onto my routine. It's so annoying because I thought I'd worked out a way to be able to do work in the morning. And so it was getting up at 5:30.
But he knows that you wank at 8.
I know. I get up at 5:30, come downstairs, do a meditation, and then have a coffee and get onto my computer and do some work. And... this morning, 6 o'clock on the dot, I hear this little pitter patter coming down the stairs, and then it's Bodhi. He's on to me. He's done this sort of multiple times now over the last week where he knows Dad's downstairs and he comes down. First thing he said, he's like, Daddy, I need a ball. And there's these balls in the fridge that are like healthy, sweet, like date protein balls.
Oh, did you make them?
No, Amy.
Are they keep it cleaner ones, or what are they?
Nah, they're just her homemade recipe, whatever it is, dates and walnuts and
wait, who's bits recipe? And pieces.
Sorry? Coconut. I think she just found one. She's been testing it out. My sister-in-law, who lives with us.
We missed
Amy's
that bit.
Sister. I said Amy. No, oh, I said sorry. Amy's sister.
No, you did. You missed that.
I'm sorry.
I said Amy's sister.
I'm at about an 80 right now.
Yeah, I know.
You've gotten progressively worse. Like I've just been watching your face. I'm up. I'm 90.
I think what we've realized is that we all have you. Energy. You're sucking my energy. Oh, I felt it. You've sucking me all wet. I can feel it.
Oh, jeez. I'm asking everyone, can we do a check-in and see people's percentage? Level. So we're going to do a check-in on on YouTube Live, which is a Brené Brown technique of just, you know, do it with your partner, someone that you're close with. What's your levels? How can you support each other? So now, Sevs, you have to start supporting Josh because you're at a high percentage. And so, you're like, to be honest, I'm 90.
So Josh is sucking me now.
You've actually, you've ganked 5% of mine and 10% of Josh's. So you're at 95. You're at 95 now.
Yeah, I'm doing
well. You little animal.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, guys. We're back at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. for another live stream.
Matt Diavella is joining us tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Yeah, in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. He'll be on the show. I'm looking forward to... we've spoken to someone in New York now. Matt's bunkered down in L.A.,
oh, you Grace know, is 60. What is it?
Rain Man 60 as
did
well.
Did you chat with Grace yesterday?
Only on text.
Okay.
Glyn's at 80%. That's nice.
Didn't make it out for a run today.
Mm. Yeah. You can. I mean, what time is it? Yep.
Evening, right, I reckon, Matt, surely.
Matt. Must be late. Yeah, I mean, it might be just... It is a Monday. You're either fired up or you're not feeling it.
I think I might weekend. Do my... Is it outrageous to do my live stream hour dance during the work hours?
No, because you're live streaming it and it's classified content. As work.
Yeah,
And you've had the young man blow the wind out of you, take the wind out of your sails and rob you of 10%. So, I feel 20% now.
Well, that means Tommy took some of yours then, because I've only jumped up.
There is something really annoying for because my personality is to correct people. When I correct someone and I'm them wrong, oh, that hurts.
Which one were you correcting? I was so adamant
that you didn't, and I'm annoyed because I wasn't listening. So then I look like a fucking idiot because I'm the guy who evangelizes listening and I didn't listen. So now I look dumb.
Oh, well,
we all miss things. Don't it's all good.
Don't let it get to you. But I'm pretty onto things, so I don't miss much. Don't miss much.
All right.
I'm joking.
Grace says the live dancing will bring her up to a 90.
Okay. We should get... We should share the stream, get Grace on as well. Actually, I should do that. Get different people jumping in. And actually, I'm going to up my TikTok game again. I haven't done a TikTok since Shannon.
Oh, yeah. I actually thought, Josh, a good one for the TikTok. So there's... Because you're probably consuming a lot of content too and you're seeing the TikToks.
Oh, should we do a screen time test as well whilst you're talking? Keep going.
Just quickly, yeah. But I was thinking we could do... Because I would love to see Sevs do some TikToks. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to... Like, I don't
want to do them too.
Yeah, but this is
because his mates are prolific on TikTok, and he pushes back. And if he had to tell Andre and Jace that he's on TikTok, what would that do to you?
I'd be down at a 10.
What sort of TikToks do they do?
I don't know. So apparently, TikTok has like these challenges that they send out. So someone on TikTok's end sending out every week or whatever challenges. Or like a topic that they have to create a challenge around. And so they do some of those.
Yeah. And so, well, we could do our own because it is like the pushback is hard on TikTok. People have been pushing back on it for months and months. And if anything, now is a time that everybody's doing it. So there's probably going to be more pushback from the likes of Sevs who, you know, feels a bit sort of self-conscious about it all. And
I want to see Tall Gronk on TikTok.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, definitely Peter Shepherd. He would push back hard on it. But if we found TikToks that we could sort of, I nominate you, Josh, to do this TikTok, and you go, Tommy, this is your TikTok. Oh, so here's the dance. And so it's like, I'm not having to make the decision. I'm just having to do it.
Do it,
and then we can't push back on what Josh has chosen for me or I've chosen
for
you.
So if I choose the nude challenge for Seth.
Yes. This is a great
game. Who do I go to?
TikTok nominate.
You've got options.
I've got options.
Yeah.
Nick Tominate. Nick TikTok.
Maybe just family dinner.
Just... I will say you can put it in a sock, though. You can put it in a sock. Okay,
great.
But you have to have it, Do you like that idea?
Yeah, it's great.
Because then we can, because we've got, you just sent me the details for the Daily Talk Show login.
I know, you can just send them to me and I'll upload. I'm joking. No, yeah, sure.
But so download the TikTok you like and then you drop it in a text over to me and then I have to do it and work out how to do it.
Okay.
Vice versa.
Perfect.
I like it. And then we can sort of do a montage of them. Little carousel of our TikToks on Insta as well.
Do you even
What was your screen time, Josh?
Oh, yeah, screen time.
Are we just doing yesterday or what are we...
Yeah, let's do yesterday.
Okay, Grant.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll go first. 8 hours and 44 minutes.
Oh, geez, son.
So mine
Sunday
was...
fun day.
Yeah.
Sunday fun day for Sevs.
How do you go back?
Five hours. You just swipe across the percentages. 5 hours and 42 minutes for Sunday. That's 16% down from last week. Oh, no, that's last week's average, sorry.
Yeah, so Sunday
last
was...
Last Saturday, I got 10 hours.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, but what? It was all on phone, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
7 hours, 23 minutes yesterday. 10 hours, 18 on Saturday, that was a big one. big day. Awesome. All right. It's a daily talk show. You can live stream thedailytalkshow.com/live if you want to watch us there. Otherwise, you can also download the podcast at any of your favorite podcast apps. Thank you for all the podcast reviews. No emails, Sevs, today?
No emails, no.
Okay, we'll send emails to us. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Why is that so funny, Sevs?
No, it's, I mean, we asked for them yesterday, so it takes a bit.
Well, I think, Josh, it's better mentioning him than not, you know?
Yeah, true. Hey, that's a good point.
Really, you can notice that 10% drop. 10%.
Okay. All right.
You started smiling. You started the episode like Sevs. Mm. Sevs started the episode not talking. And now it's, think about what you've done, Sevs.
Okay.
Brought his whole day down.
See you tomorrow. Actually, see you at 4.
See you at 4, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.